2400 Sports, Odyssey, and Major League Baseball. This is the PBP Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people who bring you the game.
Welcome into the PBP Voices of Baseball. It's a spot starter. We are back the first week of August. The top five play-by-play calls of the week are coming up in just a little bit. Reminder, you can always email us, pbptop5@gmail.com, or find me on Twitter, at Matt Spiegs, S-P-I-E-G-S. But before we get to that, let's talk about Boog Shambi, who yesterday during the Cubs day game was, like all of us when it comes to a full slate of baseball games, multitasking.
All right, so you know what? I'm just going to go full disclosure. It's the top of the fifth. The Cubs won. The Reds nothing. But we work in this game. We love the Cubs. We love baseball. Gavin Williams is throwing a no-hitter right now for the Cleveland Guardians. He just struck out Lindor. Nobody throws no-hitters anymore. So with one out in the ninth, he's throwing a no-hitter. And I am currently watching that game while calling this game. And I'm scared that I'm going to call the play-by-play from that game. Horton. That one fouled back by Stevenson.
Well, you know, go ahead and lock in on that. And we'll just kind of sit back and enjoy some afternoon baseball here at Wrigley.
Okay.
Watch Cade Horton do his thing. Just pounding the strike zone.
The 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out.
Frankly, I appreciate the honesty. And a lot of younger or greener broadcasters might not be willing to tell their proprietary audience that they're actually paying attention to another game. But comfort is what we're after in a baseball broadcast. And Boog is comfortable with himself and his partner. And Elise Menneker, who he had tossed to for a field report. And then after Elise is done, he catches her and us up on that other ball game.
Elise, breaking news, Juan Soto is just homered off of Gavin Williams to break up the no-hitter. And now I'm going to turn that game off.
You can jinx a no-hitter from 1,000 miles away.
Yeah, that's how good I am. Golly.
I think that is an unqualified success of watching two games at once and sharing it with the listeners. And the bonus for Marquee is that the no-hitter did not go on very much longer and that it didn't force anybody to change the channel. So, great success. Time now for the PBP top five calls of the week. You have sent some in, and me and producer Robbie Triano have sought out the very best from the week that was. First, we go to Orioles television, where Kevin Brown and Ben McDonald share their umpire outrage and use a loud fan as part of their broadcast as well.
Wait a minute.
What is going on at home plate? Brian Walsh, man.
That's literally right down the middle.
I mean, you couldn't set it on a tee in the heart of the plate any better than that. Look at his pitch right here. How do you miss that? Get that right arm going, Brian. Should have been strike three.
Clement up the middle for base hit. Well, at least one fan's not thrilled with that.
Yeah, he can see it from way back here.
Yeah,
he's not even looking at the monitor.
That's on you. Indeed, whoever that guy is, when the crowds are that small, I guess he can really play along. I wonder if he was really close to the broadcast booth or it was just the benefit of low attendance. We move on to number four. Colson Montgomery has been absolutely on fire for the White Sox. And on the radio, Len Casper of the White Sox radio team was describing one of the games where they just had a couple of hits, but a couple of them were bombs.
1-2 on Colson Montgomery. Sox have four hits. Two have left the ballpark. And make it three. Deep right. He's done it again. And that one off the facing of the second level. Colson Montgomery now with eight home runs over his last 12 games. And let's see. Covering 48 at-bats. Wow.
And there's the context we needed with how many home runs since the All-Star break for the red-hot youngster Colson Montgomery. Now we go to a classic home run call from home television by a passionate and excited broadcaster. It's Aaron Goldsmith about Josh Naylor, who's been on a tear for Seattle.
And here goes another one! Josh Naylor bombs away! Take cover!
Josh Naylor is a beast right now. All of that context delivered from Goldsmith, and then he lays out and just lets the crowd breathe, including the smiling, laughing face of the manager in the dugout. Two, number two on the PBP top five. He didn't complete the no-hitter, but Gavin Williams made a great defensive play, and the Cleveland TV crew of Matt Underwood and Rick Manning described it beautifully.
Oh, my.
It took the glove off of Gavin Williams, but he recovers and throws him out. Wow, what a play by the big rig. He blew a tire and still was able to make the play.
Boy, oh boy, that was, he says, he thumbs up. He's all right. That came back quickly.
There's a lot to love about that conversation. It sounds like a conversation, that's first and foremost. And Underwood squeezes a lot in. There's the nickname, the big rig. If all you caught was the highlight, you like the big rig now, and you get it. And I really enjoyed blew a tire as the description of the ball knocking the glove off of his hand, and it's spinning around there near the mound. That made a lot of sense. So good stuff from Cleveland TV. Well, number one on our PBP top five is Michael Kay and Paul O'Neill, speaking the truth about a ragtag week from the New York Yankees.
Ground ball, base hit to right field. Sano rounds third. He'll score. The ball gets past Caballero. Marcy gets up. He's going to score. Going to third is Edwards, and the game is tied again at 12.
Michael, you get to a point where you just can't make this up. I mean, the ball gets by. I mean, the base hits. The runners are running. It's like a little league game going on out here.
This whole game, Paul, kind of has the feel of you're having a bad dream and you cannot wake up.
Yeah.
The Yankees were bad fundamentally last year, slugged their way to the World Series, and then were bad fundamentally in the World Series. And then this year, without some of those sluggers, the bad fundamentals are exposed again. Michael Kay and Paul O'Neill with the truth, and that makes them number one on this week's PBP Top 5. Time now for our bonus call, the closer entrance edition. Look, this is largely visual, but I want you to hear, if you're listening on the app, what Tom McCarthy and John Kruk do, not just allowing space for this, but thanking another ball club and giving you the context that a lot of people came out of this not truly understanding.
The lead. We're not going anywhere because, Phillies fans, we are introducing you to Johan Duran's entrance into a ballpark. Get your phones out.
If you're just hearing it, it is the music that you hear, but also tarantulas crawling across the ribbon screens in the outfield in Philadelphia. Incredible purple lights being used in strobe effect, and all of it timed out beautifully as Johan Duran, the Durantula, makes his way to the mound, and then Tom McCarthy jumps back in.
This is unbelievable. It's been a long time since something like this has happened at Citizens Bank Park. I don't even think it ever happened. I mean, seriously, John. Thank you to the Twins for passing this on to the Phillies.
Yeah, this is beautiful.
And the production crew here at the ballpark did an amazing job of just buying into it and using it.
A lot of people, when they saw this the first time, thought the Phillies invented it, but it was the Twins, and I love the two ball clubs working together and the broadcasters giving us all of that. Really good stuff. Thanks for checking out the PBP Top 5 Calls of the Week. We do it every week. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Our producer is Robbie Triano. My producer emeritus is Ryan Porth. My collaborator is James Vickery. The music on the PBP comes from Kurt Morrison of Tributosaurus. This is an Odyssey podcast. Find us on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts, and on our YouTube page where you can see the PBP Top 5 every Friday morning. The PBP, Voices of Baseball. We bring you the people that bring you the game.